Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees.
My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Here's the Chicago offense.
Matt Forte, Tulane University.
Matt Forte.
Mike Martz. Mike, we talk with Matt Forte once a week.
Oh, my guy. I love Matt. I just love Matt.
What did you love about Matt?
Everything. There wasn't anything he couldn't do. I kept telling them, this guy's, he's not Marshall, but he does the same kind of things that Marshall can do. You know, I just remember right before we're playing Detroit at our place in the opener, and he takes a screen like 90 yards for a touchdown.
Out in the flat with a Kreutz block. It's 14 to the 20.
To the end zone. Touchdown.
Who was that lead blocker?
Olin Kreutz with a block.
The old veteran comes out there, cuts the defender off of his feet.
89 yards on the touchdown by Forte.
And a two-minute drill, start a two-minute drill. Who does that? Just running through tackles. He's a big guy with speed, and yet he was elusive. And he pummeled, buddy. He just was such a fabulous player. I mean, he was at least 40 to 50% of our offense there. I mean, he just kept getting him the ball any way we could.
Yeah,
he won that game with a bolt throw down the sideline, caught it in the end zone at the end of the game.
Cutler backpedals, sets, launches for Forte. Diving catch, touchdown Bears. A dramatic catch by Matt Forte.
Underrated, but I still be scoring Matt Forte. Matt Forte with Spiegel and Holmes.
I think we're on record of how important Matt is.
On 670 The Score.
Matt now joins us here on the Circa Resort and Casino Hotline, CircaLasVegas.com. Carmen Vitale is sitting in for Spiegel and Holmes show. Matt, we had this crazy conversation with Mike Martz last week, and he was showing you all sorts of love. Like, he would not stop talking about how much he enjoyed having you as a player. Thanks for joining us this week.
Hi, Matt.
Hey. Thanks for having me, and the love is mutual, man. I always talk about Coach Martz's offense and how dynamic it was, and it reminds me a lot of what Ben Johnson's doing out there with different looks, you know, running the different plays out of every different formation, motions and sets and shifts and stuff. So, man, you know, shout out to Coach Martz. I loved, even though it was 1 year, I loved playing in his offense.
I'm glad you said that, Matt, because that's one thing I wanted to ask you about, just what these running backs are facing right now, given how multiple these blocking schemes are. You know, the Bears don't just, they're not just a gap team. They're not just an inside zone team. They're not just a wide zone team. Like, they do everything. And like, when it comes to the run game in particular, and as the running back, how much vision do you have to have then? And how much knowledge do you have to have of what they're doing up front to be effective?
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Well, to be effective and to honestly make the most of the opportunities that's set in front of you when it comes to that type of stuff with different schemes, different blocking schemes, different sets and shifts and motions, vision is an elite aspect that you need to have, but also the concept of defense and understanding where they're lined up and how plays and kind of anticipating plays before they start. So that's what we see with Swift and with Manungai as well. They're getting so much more comfortable each and every week. You can see the confidence growing to where they are anticipating the holes being there, and they're able to hit it that much faster. The offense and the whole offense as a whole, they're hitting on all cylinders and playing fast, and that's scary for defenses where, you know, no matter where you line up, there's some kind of weak point where, you know, vision-wise, you got angles on different blocking schemes, but also the vision to be able to hit backside cuts, press the hole, you know, go through front side cuts and everything. And that was where I made my hay is where, you know, you get the defense flowing and they overflow or they over pursue and you cut all the way backside. Mm-hmm. I love doing that because, mm-hmm. you know, it's one of those things that you work on, jump cuts in off season, you know, being able to not just jump from the A hole to the B hole, but to go all the way backside, jump cut, you know, two holes backside and, mm-hmm. and be able to take it to the house.
Now that you've seen 15 games of Kyle Manungai, how would you describe his running style?
I would describe his running style, I would say, as I like he is definitely patient. I wouldn't say that he is one of the guys that is an anxious runner that is looking for a hole, and if it doesn't show up, he just runs into the back of guys. I think he's a patient runner. I think he has really good vision. I think that he sets up his blocks, which is important, and also shows a little bit of versatility between I like the old schoolness part of being able to finish runs. I seen him on the last game running down the sideline and ran through one of the defenders and knocked him back, even though he was, you know, on the sideline where, you know, you can easily step out of bounds, but he finished it in a way that sent a message to the other team.
And I mean, having both of these guys, when you talk about DeAndre Swift and Kyle Manungai, how much do you see them complementing each other and really creating just havoc for opposing defenses? I mean, if you have the jump on the way that Kyle Manungai runs, then you probably can't really defend DeAndre Swift as well. I mean, the fact that they just create such a complete offensive backfield, to me, I love it. I would be very interested on your perspective on the two of them together.
Yeah, a lot of similarities in their running style, but also differences to where they complement each other, mm-hmm. Where they both have good patience and good vision and are able to explode. I think DeAndre can explode through the hole a little bit more, a little faster than Kyle does, a little bit more breakaway speed and stuff like that. But at the same time, they are different, mm-hmm. in the aspect of different, you know, sizes as far as you know, not, you know, big guys, not big running backs or tall, but at the same time, able to be shifty in the open field. I think, you know, the power aspect of Kyle being kind of a little more center gravity, but also when DeAndre gets into the open field, being a little bit more elusive and shifty, it allows, you know, definitely a different aspect when guys are coming up to tackle them. They really don't know what to expect.
Matt Forte joining us here on The Score, Spiegel and Holmes Show. Carmen is in for Spiegs. So, Matt, I've watched Bears Packers games with you, humble brag. So I have a sense of what it's like for you to watch Bears Packers games. I don't know if I've been able to watch a Bears Packers game like that one with you. So for you, what were you going through as you were watching Saturday night's game?
Bro, I was on the edge of my seat. It was exciting. It was honestly one of the most exciting games that I have ever watched. And I don't get overly excited while watching games because I've just been involved. You know, when you play and you experience it so much, like being there on the field and stuff is, I've always, even when I was on the field in the huddle, I was always kind of low key, focused and really, you know, almost like how they say, you know, Caleb is Iceman. I was really like focused in those moments. But man, I'm sitting there at the house and I'm jumping and screaming, running around. And I just had this confidence too. Like when we spoke last week and you were like, well, what is the prediction or expectation for this week? I was like, oh, we're going to get it done. It's going to happen. And I just fully believed that even though it went down to the wire and, I just had a confidence about them being able to fight to the end that they have done this many, many times during this season and that they weren't going to give up at the end of the game and end up pulling it out, you know, for the win. But, dude, I was on the edge of my seat and I was – especially when they got the onside kick, I go, they're going to win this game. Mm-hmm. I just had a feeling I was just going to win the game.
You're right. I mean, that's the way that you played. Like, we'd be in the locker room with you, and it didn't matter what the team did. Be like, man, Matt seems mad. Like, you know, like, if Bears could have won the game, but it's like, Matt seems mad. Like, I do think that there's a similarity there between you and Caleb. So for someone like you, in moments of stress on the field, how are you keeping yourself level and calm? And what are the things that you see in Caleb that he's doing?
Yeah, it's something I think it's something that I haven't necessarily had to practice or to develop in a way. I think it comes through experience. And when you play this game a long time. I started playing when I was 7. So at certain times you get thrown into the heat of the battle. Like I can remember being a, 8-9-year-old kid. My brother's 2 years older than me and my dad saying, hey, let's go practice with the older kids. And so they throw you in there. Or being a freshman in high school, my brother's a junior or a sophomore and he's a senior. And they say, hey, we're doing goal line, run package. And they throw you in there to the Wolves. So, it's just you get experience with being comfortable in uncomfortable situations. And I see that in Caleb to where, like you said, too, there was certain games where we could have won the game. We may have edged out a game or even, done well and beat a team, but maybe didn't perform well on offense. And it was no, I was excited, like glad that we got a W, but at the same time as missed opportunities always are in your mind. Like you remember those and you don't know when you're going to get those opportunities again. So when those things come around, man, you got to take advantage of them. And when you don't, they just eat at you. And I think that's a great quality that Caleb has. You can notice when there's a mistake or, not enough touch on the ball or a missed assignment or a missed, call out there. The ones that end up being great are the ones that don't just let it slide by. It haunts them until they go out there and fix it.
That's why the younger sibling is always better because they're always like getting beat up by their older sibling. They're always having to go up a couple classes and practice them. I'm convinced that's my like draft take is if I hear a guy is like a younger sibling, I'm like, oh, he'll be fine. He'll be good. But
I believe in that too. I was beating up my brother's friends and getting in trouble. But, it's a younger brother. They try to take advantage of you. You got to stick up for yourself.
Obviously. But I wanted to ask you, Matt, because, you're from Louisiana and you don't get control over where, you're drafted and where you end up going. And what I think is so cool about this Bears-Packers rivalry is that the players buy in, and that's just so rare in professional football where guys change hands so often, they change teams, this, that, the other. I'm always just kind of curious, like, what got you to buy in on the rivalry when you maybe didn't grow up around it?
Yeah, I would say more than the rivalry is the team camaraderie aspect. Like, you going out there, and as a lot of coaches and OCs that I've been around, they call it a foxhole mentality. Like, who do you want in the foxhole with you? Who do you want fighting back-to-back with you? Because You know, then you know that they got your back and you got theirs. And when it comes to something like the Bears Packers, man, like I was recently talking with Ben Watson about this because we saw that DK Metcalf, you know, had an issue with a fan on the sideline. And I've never, you know, grabbed a fan or did something. But they do say some crazy stuff. You know, they say some wild stuff. And, you know, my thing is, like, you know, y'all talk crazy or say whatever, just don't touch me, one. And then
no one wants those problems, I promise.
And then the other part is, you know, you buy into it because you hear so much, like you understand, you dive into the history of Bears Packers, and then it just becomes a part of you, really, as you play them and you see them twice a year. And then, you know, for me, playing almost a decade and you know, seeing them twice a year, you get tired of, you know, hearing some of the same old stuff about, you know, these people talking about you, or they may have said something, or maybe just the media, you know, you who knows. But you really do buy in an aspect where, you know, when I first was playing, I felt like, hey, it's every game is a rivalry in the NFL because it's hard. Those guys, I'm a running back. They try to take my head off, whatever. Mm-hmm. Every game's a rivalry. But then when you start to play, you know, I'm not a guy that goes and I'm talking trash and doing all this other stuff. But if you want to go, then we can go. So when it gets to that game and you know, somebody maybe a little dirty shot here or something under the pile, or like as we saw with DJ, you know,
yeah, the guy Nixon,
say what they want.
He just ran right into him
and it's like, okay, you're not even chasing nobody. But, you know, stuff like that is, that kind of stuff is where I'm not going to start something, but I definitely will finish it. Mm-hmm. And that's where you get into the rivalry aspect of stuff like that.
So each week things seem to get better for the Bears. Like the stakes get higher for the Bears every week. How do you feel like Ben Johnson is handling all of this?
I think he's doing a great job. You know, I think he is not overwhelmed when it comes to what's at stake. I think he has great experience with that from formerly being in a position where they've played in big games, meaningful games, playoff games with the Lions. And I think he's doing an excellent job of preparation, not just him personally, but preparing the guys to mentally take the field with a mentality of, like, knowing, no matter what the situation is, like, if anything proves it this year, this last game, if not even the previous five comeback wins, like even the Bengals game, it really isn't over until it's really over. So, you know, he's really got those guys bought into fighting till tooth and nail to the end of the game.
I'm curious as to what you think the ceiling is for this team this year.
Ceiling?
How far do you think they can go?
I honestly think there is no ceiling. I think they can, as they're going out to Santa Clara this week, I think they can make it back out there for the Super Bowl. You know, I think they are playing, I think they're playing well enough. I think they're playing at a high level on all sides of the ball. I think they have the ability, the innate ability that each and every week they can correct stuff that they haven't been good at or that have been plaguing them, like early in the season, pre-snap penalties. I think that they have a great ability to be able to, as we said earlier, fight to where you're never really out of the game if there's time on the clock. And so when you have teams like that, those are scary teams because, you know, 14 points really doesn't mean anything. 17 points really doesn't mean anything when it comes to the team like that. And then as the clock is running, you just can't ever count them out. So I don't think there's a ceiling on these guys. And I'm excited to see what happens, you know, if, and especially as the season continues, you know, if the Bears get home field advantage or end up getting a bye and home field advantage, man, you know, I'm just excited because it's just a reminder of, you know, people don't really want to come up here in the wintertime and play, even though it's like 50 degrees right now. You know,
perfect. I was going to say, it's great outside. I didn't bring a jacket.
But it wasn't perfect a couple weeks ago, and it wasn't perfect on Saturday. The wind was crazy.
Exactly. I mean, hey, shout out to Cairo Santos, for real, my Tulane alumni. It is not easy to kick in those conditions. And, you know, you can see him kicking at an angle to gauge the wind. And it was like, man, he was making his field goals. And like, if think about it, it all the pieces came together. If he doesn't make those, then they don't win.
Matt, as always, we appreciate you. You know what's a really good idea if you're looking for a stocking stuffer? Matt's book, Stay in the Game, Making the Most of Every Season. You should pick that book up at your favorite bookstore and give it to someone that you care about, because there's a lot of lessons that go beyond football inside the book. Matt, Merry Christmas, man. We appreciate you.
Thank you so much, Matt.
Merry Christmas, guys. I appreciate y'all. Love talking with y'all.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.